গীতা মাধুর্য চ্যাপ্টার 14। অ্যাট দি এন্ড অফ দি 13th চ্যাপ্টার লর্ড কৃষ্ণা সেড দ্যাট হি হু উইথ দ্য আই অফ উইজডম পারসিভস দ্য ডিফারেন্স বিটুইন ক্ষেত্র অ্যান্ড ক্ষেত্রজ্ঞ অটেইনস দ্য সুপ্রিম। নাও দ্য কোয়েশ্চন অ্যারাইজেস হোয়াট দ্যাট উইজডম অর জ্ঞান ইজ, হোয়াট ইটস ভ্যালু অর গ্লোরি ইজ, অ্যান্ড হাউ ইট ইজ গেইনড। The Lord starts the 14th chapter in order to answer these questions. Connection with Prakriti and its evolutes leads to bondage. The Lord, in the 13th chapter, explained how to renounce connection with Prakriti. Now, He starts the 14th chapter in order to explain the method of renouncing connection with its evolutes, the Gunas. In the first two verses, He glorifies wisdom. Shri Bhagwan said, I shall impart to you once more the supreme wisdom, the best of all wisdoms, by knowing which all sages have attained the highest perfection. Arjun said, What else is the importance of that wisdom, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, Those having acquired this wisdom have entered into my being, that is, They have attained unity with me. They are neither born at the time of new creation, nor are they tormented during final dissolution. Arjun said, How do beings take birth at the time of new creation? Lord Krishna said, O Bharat, my Prakriti is the womb of all creatures. In that I place the seed. Placing the seed by God means that at the beginning of the creation, God, according to the qualities, actions and nature of beings, enables them to have their relationship with Prakriti. The birth of all beings follows from this combination. Therefore, of all the bodies that take birth from different wombs, my Prakriti is the conceiving mother and I am the seed-giving father. Arjun said, When you are the father of the entire creation, how do beings get bound? Lord Krishna said, O mighty armed, attachment to the nature-born qualities of sattva, rajas and tamas bind the imperishable soul to the body. Arjun said, What are the characteristics of sattva? How does it bind the soul to the body? Lord Krishna said, O sinless Arjun, Sattva, being stainless, is illuminating and flawless, but it binds the soul to the body by creating attachment to happiness and wisdom. Arjun said, What are the characteristics of Rajas and how does it bind? Lord Krishna said, O son of Kunti, Rajas is of the nature of passion, as born of thirst and attachment. It binds the soul to the body by attachment to actions. Arjun said, What are the characteristics of tamas and how does it bind? Lord Krishna said, O Arjun, tamas, born of ignorance, is the deluder of all embodied beings. It binds the soul to the body through heedlessness, indolence and sleep. Arjun said, What do the three gunas do before binding the soul, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, O Bharat, Sattva dominates by binding one to happiness, Rajas by binding to action, while Tamas dominates, clouding wisdom, binding one to heedlessness. Arjun said, How does any one of them dominate a being, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, O Arjun, Sattva prevails suppressing Rajas and Tamas. Rajas prevails suppressing Sattva and Tamas. And Tamas prevails suppressing Sattva and Rajas. Arjun said, What are the symptoms of the predominance of Sattva? Lord Krishna said, When in this body, as well as in the mind and senses, the light of knowledge and wisdom beams, then Sattva should be regarded as predominant. Arjun said, What are the symptoms of the predominance of Rajas, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, When greed, activity, undertaking of actions with a selfish motive for pleasure and prosperity, restlessness and longing for enjoyment, etc., these arise, then rajas should be regarded as predominant. Arjun said, "What are the symptoms of the predominance of tamas?" Lord Krishna said, "O Kunti Nandan, when obtuseness, inactivity, carelessness and delusion, these arise, then tamas is predominant." Arjun said, "What fate does a man meet with if he dies when those gunas are predominant?" Lord Krishna said, "If a person dies when sattva is predominant, he gains the faultless worlds. If he dies when rajas is predominant, he is born among human beings. While dying during the predominance of tamas, he is born as an animal, a bird, etc., and in the wombs of the inerts." Arjun said, "Why is it so?" Lord Krishna said, "It is so because they perform actions according to their gunas. So, the fruit of sattvic action is pure, the fruit of rajas is sorrow, and the fruit of tamas is ignorance or delusion. It means that such as the temperaments of goodness, etc., bear fruit, so do the sattvic actions, etc., bear fruit." Arjun said, "What is the cause of temperaments and actions?" Lord Krishna said, "These three gunas are the cause of temperaments and actions. Wisdom arises from sattva, greed from rajas, likewise heedlessness, stupor and ignorance arise from tamas." Arjun said, "What type of fate do these men established in the three gunas meet with?" Lord Krishna said, "Those who are established in sattva go to higher regions such as heaven, etc. Those of a rajasic nature go to the region of men, while those of a tamasic temperament descend into the infernal regions or hells, etc." Arjun said, "Then who realizes you?" Lord Krishna said, "When the seer or wise perceives no agent other than the gunas and knows himself beyond these gunas, he enters into my being. Having transcended the three gunas out of which the body is produced and freed from birth, death, old age and sorrow, he enjoys immortality." Arjun said, "What are the marks of a person who has risen above the gunas?" Sri Bhagwan said, "O brother, to light which is born of sattva, or activity which is born of rajas, or delusion which is born of tamas, he feels no aversion when they are present and does not long for them when they are absent. He, sitting like a witness, is not moved by the gunas. He, knowing that the gunas operate among the gunas, remains firmly established in the self and is never shaken." Arjun said, "What is the conduct of such a person who has risen above the gunas?" Lord Krishna said, "He is alike in pleasure and pain, having patience, is established in the self, regards a clod of earth, a stone, and a piece of gold as equal in value, receives both pleasant and unpleasant things in the same spirit, and views censure and praise alike. He remains the same in honor and dishonor, is equal to friend and foe, and has renounced the sense of doership. He is said to have risen above the gunas." Arjun said, "What is the method to rise above these gunas?" Lord Krishna said, "He who worships me with an exclusive devotion, transcending the three gunas, becomes eligible for attaining Brahma." Arjun said, "When a devotee worships you, how can he become eligible for attaining Brahma?" Lord Krishna said, "O brother, he becomes eligible, for I am the abode or base of Brahma, of immortality, of eternal virtue or dharma, and of absolute bliss. That is, I am called by these different names." End of chapter 14.